Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and I'm telling you, there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code KSN, then enter the DraftKings free football survivor pool. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Mr. Pickle, how are you today?
Good. Hello, Jim. That's all. I was going to say one thing, and then I decided to say another thing, so it's been that kind of start to the show for me today, but I will get back into form, and I am looking forward to talking about Penn State football and Penn State recruiting. Jim, we know that there's going to be no season this fall, so we have to get our weekly dose of Penn State football talking somehow, and glad that we're getting to it for another week.
Well, fortunately, we still have plenty to talk about, and let's start up with recruiting, Greg. It's been a couple weeks since we've talked recruiting, and I know that recruiting never ends, even if the regular season gets canceled. So let's talk recruiting, and let's start with the bad news. Just this week, Dahan Warren, the number one junior college cornerback out of Lackawanna, committed to Georgia. He always seemed destined to be headed to Penn State. This came as a big surprise, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. You know, obviously, if you read the story that Rivals posted when Warren when Warren picked up an offer from Georgia, you could tell that that was a really special one to him, and that playing in the SEC and playing specifically for the Bulldogs was always a legitimate option. But Jim, all we heard, and most of his visits were Penn State, Penn State, Penn State. Now, obviously, the coronavirus pandemic and the end of visits since mid-March really put an obvious halt to him being able to take trips. And if he could have taken more trips to Athens, maybe he would have. But yeah, ultimately, he had set a decision date for December 14 and seemed really hell-bent on deciding to wait until then to make an announcement. And then all of a sudden, to pop out of nowhere, he commits to Georgia publicly. 247 Sports reports that he's been a silent commit to Georgia for a few weeks. So just a really interesting way for this recruitment to end. But Jim, it is far from the first time that we've seen Penn State seemingly be in the lead and in the driver's seat for a player, and it feel like a matter of when, not if, a guy would commit to Penn State, and then all of a sudden, you know, that player commits elsewhere. This is not the first time it's happened, and I don't know why that continues to be the case, but there seems to be at least one example of that in every cycle over the last few years. It's obviously not good. It's something that James Franklin and co. will have to correct, and they just better hope that it doesn't, follow suit with a guy like Nolan Rucci or a guy like Derek Davis Jr., who both, I wouldn't say that you feel as good about them to go into Penn State as you probably did with Dahan Warren, but I think most would agree that Penn State seemingly is in the catbird seat for both of those guys, even though there's a lot of strong competition for them, especially with Rucci in Wisconsin because his brother plays there. But yeah, very surprising. Did not expect to see that on Monday, and you know, we'll see how Penn State picks up the pieces. I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, Jim, it's that Penn State probably did not need another corner in this class. Would it have liked one? Yeah, of course, especially one of Warren's talent. I mean, he wasn't named the NJCAA All-American in 2019 for nothing, but they'll have to move on now and try and close out the secondary recruiting with Davis Jr. and go from there.
I've always said, Greg, that any one specific recruit, what his actions, you can't make a blanket judgment. Gee, Penn State is losing it on the recruiting trail because of one recruit. However, with that said, you don't want this to become a trend. And that's what appears to be happening with this recruiting season specifically and over the last couple of years. A lot of big-time recruits in Penn State's traditional recruiting area, and with DeHon Warren, you have specifically in Pennsylvania and specifically Lackawanna Junior College. Is there anything that you could point at for this development? I know a lot of people talk about the change in the coaching staff, but that's very common with every big-time school. What's happening at Penn State?
Well, I think there's a couple things, Jim. I think, number one, you've taken Penn State's probably best recruiting asset away from it, and that's the in-person, on-campus visits where James Franklin and his staff can really shine and showcase the beauty in and around State College and University Park that we've seen be kind of the linchpin for so many recruitments of yesteryear. So I think that's a first part of the problem, is just simply that they don't have they don't have that option and haven't had it since mid-March. Beyond that, you have a handful of new coaches who really haven't had the chance to host players on campus. And, you know, Zoom, it can only go so far, and FaceTime calls and things like that, it only takes you so far. At some point, you got to get these guys in front of you. And you have to be able to show them film, Jim, of what you are able to do from a development standpoint with Penn State players. It's great to show Minnesota or Boston College or Miami or South Carolina film if you're one of those four new guys, but all told, guys are going to want to see what you can do with members of the current team that you're with. And with no spring practice and very limited walkthrough opportunities in the summer, and then, you know, a camp that lasted just a couple of days, Penn State still doesn't have that recruiting tool at its disposal. So I think that plays a role in it as much as anything. Some people are quickly going to jump on this and say this is this is only happening because the Big Ten canceled its season and the SEC didn't. I don't think you can make that. I don't think you can make that claim just yet. I think that if you read between the lines enough, Warren was probably leaning more behind the scenes toward Georgia than anybody knew and that anyone was admitting publicly. And I just have a very difficult time believing that he decided to make this decision all of a sudden, mostly or entirely because the Big Ten canceled his 2020 season and the SEC did not. I mean, let's keep in mind that JUCO football is going to move to the spring anyway, so he wasn't going to play this fall. So I think that, you know, could that have played a role? Sure, but I would say it's a very, very minor one, if at all.
And especially since he said he was a silent verbal for weeks, that sounds like he may have made this decision before the Big Ten even canceled. It's possible anyway, and I don't think that would be an issue. Now, with this, I came up with another question on this that you and I chatted about just a little bit, was the idea that if he's going to be an early entry, going to Georgia, if Georgia plays here in the fall, they're not going to play again till the fall of 21. Had he chosen Penn State, he could have played, or could he have played in this winter/spring season, not have it count against him as a year of eligibility. So in essence, he would have had an extra year of playing football, plus the fact that he's not playing in the fall this season as a JUCO, it would be natural. He might be able to just, at Penn State, just step right in and start playing in January or any other Big Ten team. Do you think that's going to be an issue for any other players coming in?
That's a really good question, Jim. Unless I missed it, I still don't think they've really come up with a I don't think they've come up yet with a model for how this is all going to work in terms of scholarship count and in terms of guys coming in and playing in a potential spring semester season and how does that impact them for a fall semester season. I mean, I know the oversight committee recommended an eligibility freeze, but again, that sounds great in theory, but until you explain the scholarship rules, the limits in terms of the 85-band cap, I really don't know how much it means, because schools, even if you might freeze an eligibility, but if you're not going to honor a guy's scholarship, which is a really messy situation to talk about, but it's one of the hard conversations that could have to happen, you know, then it may not be as a big of a advantage as you think. Conversely, if it is that way, and Sandy Barber did kind of hint, Jim, that we might not have all the answers about this stuff until mid-September. So I think this could be something we talk more about once all of the answers are on the table for us. But with the context clues we have now, I think at the very least, it's a chip that could be in James Franklin and every Big Ten and Pac-12 coach's back pocket. Because if it works out that way, clearly you could get some guys to come in early and make the most of it. So, you know, the other thing I don't really understand either, Jim, and this is something on Warren specifically and not really our concern at the moment because he's not coming to Penn State, at least not at this point. But he didn't play, you know, so keep in mind he was supposed to be a guy who was going to have three to play two based on his 2 years in JUCO. Well, he didn't play a second JUCO year. So does that mean he still has four to play three? I don't know how that works. I would assume so, simply because of the fact that he didn't play a spring season at, you know, he didn't play a second season at Lackawanna, and he's not expecting to. So that's another thing they're going to have to figure out. Again, this is where things get really messy when you make a decision to do something without having all of the answers ready. It really puts a lot of people in an interesting bind waiting around to find out the answers to questions. It seemed like they should be pretty simple.
Well, we are going to talk about that more in quarter number four, so we'll dive a bit deeper into it. In the last minute or two we have left, I don't think we have talked about Holden Stace yet, the four-star tight end from Georgia who committed to Penn State a few weeks back. And he's the second top 10 tight end, not for the 21 class, but for the 22 class. What are your thoughts on that, specifically coming from Georgia and being a second tight end for the class?
Yeah, you know, obviously a very good get there for Penn State. Really talented kid who, you know, will continue to bolster the talent that's already been built in Tyler Bowen's room. And again, we've talked about it before, Jim, but what an electric recruiter that he is and what just a standout coach he is. Kids are starting to recognize that. They realize what he can do for players of any, you know, whether you're a three-star, four-star, five-star, he'll develop you into something better than that. Obviously, he's already had one All-American in Pat Freiermuth with more to come. So it's really no surprise that Penn State's been able to recruit that position so well. And then just to fit in here, one more recruiting note, Jim, off of our schedule, but Kelvin Gilliam, the four-star defensive lineman, he committed to Oklahoma over the weekend. So Penn State, I believe South Carolina were also in that mix. They're not able to reel him in. And I don't know what they're going to do along the defensive line, Jim. Maybe we can get to it a little bit later. But there's a lot of questions there and not a lot of answers at this point for John Scott Jr.
Definitely, but I don't think it was any surprise when he chose Oklahoma. Everything was trending that way with him. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around for quarter number two.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.